Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. The Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it, because I've seen how wicked its people are. But Jonah got up and went in the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. Most Bibles will have the title Holy Bible on the cover, and that could easily give the impression that it's a book stacked full of stories of really holy people, the sort of people who never take a step out of line and who go around being real goody-goodies from morning till night. It's surely a relief to us all that the Bible is nothing like that. At times it feels like the complete opposite of such a book. Jonah is a classic example. He's called by God and he's appalled by God's command. Going to Nineveh was absolutely the last thing he would ever want to do. The city was, at the time, one of the largest cities in the world and was famous for its sin. It stood at the heart of the great and menacing Assyrian Empire, and everything about it would be repulsive to Jonah. So he went to Joppa and found a boat that was heading in the opposite direction to Nineveh. What could possibly go wrong? The one factor that Jonah hadn't taken into account was God. He imagined that he could run away from God and that would be the end of it. But how wrong he was. We probably all know how the story ends. There was a great storm and Jonah told the crew that they needed to throw him overboard. He was then swallowed by a great fish and spewed up on a beach 3 days later. It's a remarkable account, but many people can speak of the way in which they've run away from God, only to find that he'd been with them all the time. Running away from God is always a bad idea, because no one knows us or loves us more completely than God. To run away from him is to invite disaster for ourselves and those around us. So let me ask you a question. What would you say to someone who's trying to run away from God? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you that you love us so much that however far we run away from you, you will still keep loving us. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.